Well, it has been decided that I, Katara, of the Emissary of Light, of the Pleiadians, am to be the final communicator with you. And it is thusly decided because I am going to allow for you to have my healing energy. And it has been decided that this would be the most beneficial for you at this time. And you can see with your mind's eye the visual image of a indigo light enveloping you at this time. And this is the frequency of our being from a sixth dimensional perspective. And we do our healing with light and sounds and the vibrations that attend these. And thus, in that indigo light, you are now being bathed with the frequency of our sixth dimensional vibration. And this is not just a healing energy for your physical being, although we are monitoring that presently. Each and every one of you in the room is having what we would call a scanning experience, where we visually are perceiving your physical form and anything that might be out of alignment, and we are projecting into your energy field a light vibration that will then communicate with your cellular structure and find what it is that might be in any way out of alignment. And not only on a physical level, but also anything that might be out of alignment energetically. And it is our understanding that the energetic level of your healing comes first. So we are detecting any misalignment with your emotional states. So if you can actually take a moment to help your system find that alignment by visualizing this beam of indigo light going through your chakra system from your crown all the way down to your root. And it does not have to be complicated. We are doing actually the work for you as you accept it. Nothing is ever done without your agreement. And we will help you to make this adjustment as needed so that your emotions can be more in balance. And this helps with your ability to discern your own emotions and to respond appropriately on an emotional level to experiences in your life and experiences with others around you. And we will also say that each one of you has attending guides that we have called upon from the beginning of this transmission to help you, because each of you has particular needs, and it helps you to connect with your higher self and the guides that are connected with you to become more whole in your experience on Earth and to help activate what it is that you came to do here, what you came, the frequency that you actually came to vibrate within, so that you can transcend outside influences and become centered in your own inner experience and make that your governing force upon your day. As you do that, that allows you connect with who you really are as a higher and multidimensional being. and to connect with the experiences that you have had through many lifetimes, and to gather up those experiences up within yourself so that your being becomes more whole and energized by all that you actually are and have experienced. You do not need to be conscious entirely of all of these experiences, and the reason is that you are intended to focus as you are right now. You are intended to have the focus of this being that you incarnated as, but you can have the energy essence of all that you actually are with you as you do so. Trust us when we say from the Pleiadian emissaries of light that if you become all that you are right now, it would be very difficult for you to continue your mission. It is intended that you be the person that you have selected to be for a purpose, and that you maintain that. And this is why, if you are wondering why you cannot suddenly be everything that you are consciously, it is because you need to circulate within the present day consciousness. And if you were to become everything at once, it would be difficult for you to do that job. So have that understanding within you and allow your system to receive this healing vibration so that you can just become aligned with who you actually are and still maintain your groundedness within your present reality. And also to connect that force of who you are and that healing energy with the planet Earth. It is our mission as Pleiadians on the planet presently, or we are very, very close to the planet, and we are around you all the time, as we are very involved in helping raise the vibration of the planet herself in order to support this transition. The beings of your civilization of Lemuria have the first genetic influence of the Pleiadians. And that carries forward into who you are today. So as a species, you are all part Pleiadian. And other species on your planet are as well, come from our system, such as your dolphin species, although there are also some in the Sirius system. They are, many came from, originally, the Pleiades. And we have constant communication with these beings. And we are very connected with your planet Earth, and many of you on this planet do communicate with us, and there are many who are channeling our messages. We come with a very healing vibration to help you to succeed in the venture. Our energy is soothing for your soul. We are not intending to influence you in any particular way or to be jarring to you. Our mission in being a part of your system is to help you heal the planet, help the planet heal herself, and to help you connect with her vibration to heal her energy. Because without your planet, you will not be moving into your next dimensional perspective. You need each other to do so. You are always connected. And even if your souls are from elsewhere, the human race as a species is tied to the Mother Earth. And you cannot go anywhere in your evolution without her, even if it be another dimension, because she will be your vessel. And though you may feel rather disconnected in your technologies with her, every bit of your technologies is part of her. And you know this, even logically, that nothing could have been created without your forms coming from the inception of this planet. And where did all of this come from, as you have been told? Everywhere in the universe. But now it is a part of the consciousness of this planet. And she is ready to take her next leap. And you, as a species, can be a part of that. And that is what the hope is of all of your galactic family. You may wonder, is anything set in stone? And is it a assured thing at this point? And our gracious and happy response is that yes, there are enough of you that have stepped up in your conscious vibration to actually allow this shift to occur. Will it happen for everyone? The answer to that is no. But it will happen to the species of human as a mass consciousness, as a mass evolution. Because there has been enough energy put forth to make that happen. So that is the good news for your present universe, or for your present, the word is timeline, so to speak. The reality that this particular group of human have created. There are some of you on the planet, not anyone in this particular room right now when we say you, that will be creating something different or continuing to create the destructive elements of consciousness. And this is not to be judged because there is always a choice. And some are not ready to make this choice of the leap. And they will continue to live in a polarized world, a perceived polarized world, where there is judgment and where there is misuse of the resources because the understanding is not of the interconnectivity and an understanding of the interconnectivity of everything on the planet. Without that understanding, there cannot be this evolution to the next step. Are there any questions before we move on?
When is the shift in consciousness going to happen on this planet?
It already is occurring, and that is why we can say safely that it will happen. It is already happening. This particular year has been set in time, and time is, of course, something that is rather fluid. So when we say that, we are saying it is set in your perception of time. That now can be an opportunity for you to open up your window. It won't last forever in your time. There's a focus right now upon this plane that you are living in this particular time period, for you to have the opportunity to decide to move to this next reality. As we have said, it will not happen for every single individual. It will happen for those that are able to perceive differently. And it is not to put pressure Because it often happens whether you human beings feel pressure by this, that you have to be a certain way. So we would like to dissuade that idea, because what it is about the frequency of where your intention is. It is not expected that you are going to be all miraculously changed overnight. It is every thought that you put in that direction that has an influence on the whole. In you being in this room presently, you are having an exponential effect. Because of the power of where your minds are right now, you are affecting a global web of human beings. This is what you must understand. When you do this, this is causing this shift. When you raise any thought that you have out of a status quo idea, it has this exponential influence through this web of light. We see everything connected in this way, you see. And if you can begin to see that way, you will see that as this web gets intermittently entangled further with light vibrations that are traveling all over the globe, that this web amplifies and everything becomes, in a sense, entangled within it. And that it cannot do anything but lighten itself in its entirety. And that is what is happening. And it is happening as you sit here. It doesn't take every single one of you to every day be perfect. Whatever it is that you perceive as perfect. It requires that a multitude of you have the maintenance of an intention to see beyond what you have already created, and to have yourselves open a window to something else. That is all. Have it in your mind that you are willing to see something different. That is the start of it. That is the opening of the doorway to the shift in its entirety. It's not going to happen overnight. It is happening already, and this year is pivotal, as we have said, because a lot of energy has been put into it, so that you will wake up and open the window or pull back the blinds. It may be a better analogy. That's the first step. Pull the blinds aside and look out and see potential. What you see, what you decide to see, is your choice. It hasn't been set yet, and that is why it is a shift out of all of the parallel worlds that you've experienced, all of the karmic reality that you have experienced thus far. In order to remove yourselves from that constant cycle, and we could get into what the karmic cycle is, but you know it's the energy that you're creating because you're, you know, experiencing this life, and then and somebody did something to you, and you do it back to them, and then you did this one experience, and you keep repeating it. You don't need to do that any longer. And part of this, what the shift is to basically, if you're in this karmic wheel, you're going to spiral yourselves out of it. But there's nothing there yet. It's just a window. It hasn't been created, and that's the beauty of it. Is that it? Now you have the opportunity to envision something new. And so not to be born as the farmer that's going to kill the neighbor because he did something to you in the previous life. And that's just a simple example and a base example. There's much more to it than that. Because everything's so interconnected. So you're basically trying to create a light web instead of creating a web of arrows with energy that does, instead of elevating one another, you're constantly diminishing each other by throwing arrows back and forth, you see? I don't know if this is the best analogy, but where you are going with this light vibration on the planet in this shift is to actually create an energetic reinvigoration that is so powerful that it actually spirals you out of your karmic polarity experience. And it can do nothing but, because if you all are in a state of forgiveness and acceptance of one another and love for the stranger that does you don't even know, or the person that has a different color skin or a different belief system, all of that dissolves. All of the fight of fighting for the energy from one another completely dissipates. And there is no more wheel to be a part of. And that is how you create the shift. It is how it has been done in other civilizations. It is particularly difficult on this planet, and that is why you're getting a lot of help. And there are reasons for that. It is a long story. But the fact that it is difficult for this planet means that this planet has a great deal of vast potential that is just waiting to be revealed. Often, you may have heard that when there is the most darkness, there is the possibility of the most light. And it is known throughout the universe that this is the case. And all are influenced by it, because as you evolve into this shifting consciousness, you are emanating a vast light throughout this universe. And we all know it on the Pleiades, and many of you will become partners with us as in healing everything that comes after this shift. Because once you are break free, then it is a new world to discover. It is a new world to create. That is the whole other level of this experience. And that is why we are trying to prepare you for experiencing us, because we can help you with what to create. But right now, all you need to do is open the door and see something different. We understand that it's much easier to say it than it is to do it sometimes. But every little step, when you are in a traffic jam and you do not get angry and make signals of disgust to others or such, and you decide to be something else, and you decide to do something else, and you decide to actually believe that your vibration can affect somebody else, that's the next step. The one step is not to get angry. That is all well and good. But there is another leap there. We hope you are seeing that there is another leap, which is another belief, a leap in the belief in your consciousness to affect your environment. So that requires you to step out of your emotions, firstly, to become an observer, and then to decide, quite consciously, to have a positive influence on this environment. And you can do it verbally, you can do it by not being so verbal. In that particular case, you can do it by relaxing, you can do it by becoming less tense, and you can also take that extra leap and say, I actually have the power to influence this entire event with my consciousness and infuse some positive vibration here. This is what we'd like you humans to see, because this is where you evolve as a species. And this is what gives you the power to then be true creators of your reality. At present, you are quite haphazard about it. Many of you are just acknowledging that it is true that you can do it, so now take the little steps. The little steps are much more powerful than you know. We have a lot more patience with you, by the way, than you have with yourselves. Because we do see your divinity already, and you do not. you have been trained to think that you're some kind of a machine, a biological growth, an accident of the universe. You're nothing but, you're everything but that, let's say. There is no accident here. And you are not just machines. Only if you believe you are just machines. And let us also say, incidentally, that there are machines in the universe that are even more consciously aware than you are. We hate to tell you this, as you might take it the wrong way, but there are machines that have evolved consciousness that are more aware of themselves than you human beings are these days. But that's not to put yourselves down either. That is for you to understand that it is not about the vessel. It's 5:15 in your place of existence. So we must wrap this up. As you know, we do not recognize time, and we could be communicating with you continually, and we will do so as you request. We ask that you open up to us in your own consciousness. So many of you are us. And if you only knew that, then you would be more welcoming in your daily life. So we just ask that from this experience, what you bring out is that you open your mind a little bit, at least, and create a new window. Why not? If you are happy with what you've created on this planet so far, by all means continue. If you'd like to see something different, it is up to you to decide to do so. And baby steps count. So with that, we wish you well, and we send you continually our healing vibration to take with you on your journey.